Alabama's syndicated news talk leader, Right Side Radio. Phil Williams here live in the Right Side Studios. Man, we got the local, the state, the national, sometimes the international, and oh yeah, covering down on all the issues like the dude just said, solid conservative and just plain right. Well, welcome to hour number three, and it would happen to also be Wednesday. That means it's time for a thing we call the Grand Council. I bring in two of my brethren who've been doing talk radio for quite a bit, and we opine and we ping each other with questions and we just see where it all falls out. So let me just call the roll and see if the council's present. So from 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN's Cumulus Broadcasting Station up in Huntsville, Alabama. Also writes for Yellowhammer. Allegedly, he's on other stations too. Dale Jackson, are you here? You are indeed. Stand at ease. All right. And then from FM Talk 106.5 down yonder in Mobile, host of the Jeff Poor Show. And oh, by the way, the editor-in-chief of 1819 News, Jeff Poor, are you present?
I am present.
You are indeed. Thank you so much, both of you. I pronounce a quorum. Hit it, Big Rig.
Assemble the Grand Council.
Ba-da! All right, Jeff Poor, you first. What you got?
Garlic Gudger last night, Goldman, saying gambling's coming back in 2025. Do you
really
believe him?
Wow. He's like throwing it out there like he's we're all in. We're going in right before the elections, huh?
Says clean lottery bill won't pass, but they're going to take another shot at it next year.
Ah, oh, geez. You know, is it going to come back? It's a zombie piece of legislation. It rises from the dead virtually at least twice in every quadrennium. I've seen it time and time again. Is it going to come back? Probably. The question I have is, what are they going to do to make it more palatable? What concessions are they going to give? And can they possibly get out of their own way? Because it's usually the gambling interests that cause the whole thing to backfire on what it is they say they want. Dale?
You hear that noise in the background anywhere? it's cash registers ringing. Because the lobbyists are loving this. They're like, yes, we get to do this again? And they all get a fight for their different issues. And yes, it's fantastic. Maybe it does come back. What's the difference? I don't know. Can they get all Britain to change his mind and snub the number one employer in his district and all that? I don't know. I don't see what's changed here. And that's what they're going to have to come up with. What has changed?
But did you say, Jeff, that he said there's not going to be a clean lottery bill? Is that what you said?
So it can't pass just a lottery only, that it'll have to be more than that.
It can pass. It can pass if they want it to. The bottom line is they're a Republican supermajority. If they want something to pass, it actually can. So,
well, I don't think so. Let me tell you why. I think they got to go into the Democrats and go ask for it, because there's just always going to be on the Republican side no votes.
Oh, I agree with that.
So you got to get at least a couple of Democrats, and they're not going to go along with it unless you put all this other crap in it. But the only way I see, when I talked to Elliot about it, he was one of the few that went from yes to no the second time around. He was really put off that they try to sneak a bunch of Medicaid expansion language.
Yes.
And I think they would take that out if they thought they could get a yes, but would you lose some votes on the other side maybe? So, that's the way they get it. And they can make Democrats happy and take the Medicaid expansion stuff out at the same time.
People talk about pork barrel spending and special interests, and there is no greater evidence of pork spending and special interests than every time they bring the gambling bill, because it is about as a special interest thing as you can get. It is absolutely polarizing, and it's always filled up with pork to try and get the votes that they need to pass it. It's just, it's amazing to watch. It's gross, to be honest with you. All right. We'll see where it goes. 2025, huh? Garland would know. We'll see. Dale, what do you got?
I have a question for one of the people on this call right here. Jeff Poor, I hear he does some stuff with 1819 News. Why are you going after my good friend Bill Britt and your former college roommate Josh Moon at the Alabama Political Reporter? Why are you trying to kill those guys, Jeff?
Wait, was he your roommate in college? What is that about?
Yeah, Senator, Josh Moon and I were roommates in college. You didn't know that?
No. All right.
No, we weren't roommates in college. Don't listen to Dale.
I'm also not Bill Britt's best friend.
But he is on your show. You have Bill Britt on your show, and you guys are ripping him a new one right now on 1819. And by the way, deservedly so.
Since I came over from Yellowhammer and went to 1819, I have not had him on. They flipped on me when I switched employers. I turned it to the enemy, and it was nothing like that I did personally, other than change employers. So, like, if that's the way this is, then I guess that's just how it is. But yeah, they guys, if you didn't know, Alabama Political Reporter is skewed even further to the left. So not, but it's also like one of these, like, hey, if you want a message on, you can, I suppose you can write them a check and they will kind of be sympathetic to your cause. Well, one of the causes is the, or whatever state agency wants to advertise on the V or on the front canvas of Alabama Political Reporter, but they don't, these are your tax dollars. So we found out just, it's on the state checkbook site. All you do is go look up. Look up Alabama Political Reporter, how many checks have been written from the state to these guys.
Yeah.
And you will find a lot of money, a lot of Alabama Department of Transportation money has been spent on advertising with these guys. Why, how, who reads this, and why would you fund something? Why would you enable these people who are very critical of Republican politicians in this state? And listen, this isn't just... Well, one more thing, because I know I'm a little long-winded here. But one more thing. You guys out there running these campaigns, these cycles, that pay these guys are enabling a lot of this. You need to stop right now.
And that's, and the reality is, before Dale jumps back in on his own question, I'll just say, I never use their stuff on my show, partly because there's a personal animus between me and Bill Britt, big time. But the other part of this is, it's a liberal screed. And what begalls me right now is you guys have just 1819, great job on this. Craig Monger wrote the article. I just read it a while ago. $100,000 of state tax money has been spent advertising on the website of a organization that then screams about the Republicans who pass the budgets for these departments to then write checks to. It makes no sense. It's like a self-inflicted wound. Why would you do this, Dale?
Well, the reason is because the people that read it are your former colleagues there in the Alabama State Senate.
They're the only ones who read it.
Right. Exactly right. And they have somehow effectively scared them to death. And it's just amazing. These guys are such pansies. It's just, I mean, there's just no other way to put it. Why are you afraid of people that if you don't talk about them, they have no impact on them? Well, nobody knows. No one listening to this knows who Bill Britt is, who the Alabama Political Reporter is. But the people in the legislature do, and it is amazing to see the amount of... They're effective, don't get me wrong. They shouldn't be, but they are, because they are scared of them. And the fact that they're using state tax dollars in order to fund this machine of smears and nastiness... Listen, we already have one state-funded media. It's called Capital Journal, all right? We already have it. We don't need more state media out there. This is ridiculous and absurd.
But at least Stop Todd Stacey's funding. A nice guy. I mean, come on.
Never say he's not a nice guy. I like Todd Stacey.
I do, too. Here's the other piece of this, is what they do with these is that the stories aren't true. Mm-hmm. They're never true. They just scream nastiness about Republicans. They put clickbait headlines on them. But then what happens is... You see those headlines being recreated as a mailer during the campaign season as a story that people think is true because it's a headline somewhere. And that's the gift of Alabama Political Reporter to all of the naysayers and the non-Republicans, is they become a headline that can be used as a mailer later in a campaign.
That's it. They can put an ad on TV, and at the bottom they can put Alabama Political Reporter, blah, 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 blah.
Yep.
That's what they do.
All right. Do I have time for a question? I'm going to do a quick one. All right. Let me ask you this. I'll tell you what. I'll ask a very quick question. If Donald Trump's elected, which I believe he will be, is he going to pardon Hunter Biden? Throw it out there real quick. Dale, what do you think?
God, I never thought about it, but maybe. Who knows? We saw how he was after the last election, trying to make nice with the Clintons. I don't know. He's pretty bitter right now. Maybe not.
Jeff, what do you think? Is it a strategy? Would he do it?
Definitely. I think Hunter Biden's got a better shot at a pardon from Donald Trump than he does from his own dad.
I actually agree. I think so, too. I think that literally Donald Trump comes in and all the people who said he was going to be a hater and throw them all in jail and do all the things, he's going to pardon Hunter Biden and say, don't you love me now?
Hold on. If Donald Trump had a yard sign that said, put MSNBC in jail, Trump 2024, would that help his chances?
Well, that might help his chances.
Okay. you take Trump. You can't take Trump literally. You have to take him seriously, but don't take him literally.
I'm going to have to process that during the break. All right, we're taking a break right now. Round one. That flew by. Round one. I think it was that filibuster from Jeff. We just kind of flew by our time. All right, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, Jeff Poor, Dale Jackson, the Grand Council. Y'all stay tuned. We will be right back. And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right, giving you all the truth to put on bumper stickers. Let me jump right back into round two of the Grand Council. And by the way, I gotta go ahead and just say real quick, Dale, one of my listeners just texted in, Jay from Hartsel. He said, I've never seen a picture of Dale Jackson, but I envision him as like the Nacho Libre of talk radio.
It's close.
First question, second round. Jeff Poor, what do you got?
I don't know how much cable news you guys watch, or maybe you could pick up on it maybe a little bit on social media, but I started to sense some panic from the left media. This conviction on Trump isn't really moving the needle like they had hoped, and that Biden is in trouble.
Biden is definitely in trouble. In fact, I tell you what, you're stealing one of my questions I had written down here, but I'm gonna use it as a segue into what I was gonna say too. The Juneteenth celebration on the White House lawn the other night. Did y'all see it? Biden was absolutely stoned. I mean, he did look like, I don't know what he was on, but I think the sleeping medicine was already colliding with the whatever it is they use to juice him up, and he was absolutely stoned on the White House lawn. Couldn't say his words well. You know, just stumbling around, standing there still, freezing up. And soon thereafter, pundits were already calling on him to step down now. Was it Nate Silver, one of the major pollsters, said it's time for him to step down. Yeah, 538 said it's time for him to step down. Do it now before it's too late. Your thoughts, Dale?
So it happened on June 10th, but it was Juneteenth.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm convinced that Biden got those confused, and they tried to talk him out of it, and he was like, no, it's June 10th. And so they got all upset. But yeah, they're ready to push him out. But we're in the same place we've been all along. If he doesn't die, he's your guy. And there's no way to get him out any other way. There's a polls out today that show that like a third of the country think Kamala Harris can win. And Democrats and African-American voters are only slightly more positive about her. And it's just not her. And they know that if they go a different way, then you already got the Jew haters that are not going to go with Biden until he slaughters Jews on the floor, on the grass at the White House. Imagine what happens if they push Kamala Harris out and go with someone like, Gavin Newsom or something.
Your own question. What are you thinking there, Jeff?
Yeah. So like I, you just feel it like, okay, so Donald Trump was convicted a week and some change ago, yet they are so myopically focused on the Supreme Court right now.
Yeah.
I think there's something going on here. Like, these guys in the media know this is helping Trump, and this isn't going like they are, so they're having to go another direction.
I'm going to tell you, I made a prediction last week that I think that the reason why the first presidential debate is so early is because they want to see how Biden does, and then they schedule the next one for so close to the election. Well, they're not going to do it. And they're going to find a time between then and the convention, which they also scheduled late to give them time, to find a new way to get Biden out and somebody else in. That's what I'm thinking. I think this is a test run coming up for the debate. Dale, what do you got?
All right, since we're running out of time here, Alabama and Auburn both opt out of high school football championship hosting because of the new college football playoff. Are they overly optimistic? Should Auburn really be like, hey, we're going to need the stadium at that time? Because I don't think they're going to. Maybe they should have just held on and got the payday.
You take it first, Jeff, if you want to.
No, I think they just had to. You had to take the chance there. You can't, because you have to schedule these things years in advance, and this is just the product of that.
I think
it's too bad for the players, because they could have just come up with like a contingency plan, because that's got to be a big deal for some of these high school players to get to play.
No,
in those
but
fields.
You can't. You got
to
book the hotel. The hotels are booked, and all these things are arranged with blocks and stuff like that.
It's a massive economic generator for the entire community. It's not just the stadium use.
True.
So I agree. I think they had to do it.
Is Auburn being optimistic, Jeff? You're an Auburn guy.
I'm an Auburn guy.
You both are.
They're not going to the playoffs for a little while.
Okay. All right. Real quick, as we head towards the end of the whole shebang here. So Hunter Biden again. The irony. I find the deep irony. So the other day, he's convicted of gun crimes while trying to use a defense that is a talking point of the NRA. And on the same day, the jury comes out with the conviction. His dad is at a mom's demand action conference speaking against gun rights. Comments from the peanut gallery here. What do you got there, Jeff?
I don't like the verdict. I think the verdict was all. I think Hunter Biden is a sacrificial lamb. Notice they got him on something they couldn't tie daddy to. That's all this is. It's it is a sort of backdoor lawfare.
Backdoor lawfare. All right, Dale.
Yeah, I'm not psyched on the case they chose here because it lets them off the hook on a lot of other stuff. But remember, the only reason this ever happened and the only reason this ever went to trial is because they tried to actually tie all this stuff together. Give him a pass, and then the judge said, you can't do that. And then the Justice Department goes, well, then I guess we'll try this. And they had no choice. So I don't think it was like this plot. The plot got blown up. This is the result of that. And this isn't justice. This is just a continuation of the scheme.
The hubris, though, of the DOJ then coming out and saying, justice has been served. No one's above the law, after they tried to give him the sweetheart plea deal of the century. But I think the other thing that y'all missed in my poorly worded question was the irony of the fact that that Hunter Biden was convicted on gun crime issues the same day his dad was speaking about gun control at a gun control conference.
And threatened us with F-15s.
And yes, because you got to have that F-15. That's the way it works.
Yeah, you know, if they have F-15s and we only have AR-15s, why are they worried about it? If they've got us pinned down and we can't do anything about it, chill out.
Because Joe Biden said we got cannons. That's the thing. Cannons? People got cannons. All right. All right. As always, I appreciate both of you. Jeff Poore, FM Talk 106.5 in Mobile, and 1819 News. Dale Jackson up yonder at 92.5 FM, 770 AM, WVNN in Huntsville. Host of their own radio shows outright. And oh, by the way, writing good stuff on the news lines. You guys, we'll be right back.